Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. You know, recently as I was doing some international travel, I began to notice that there's a lot more people out there traveling. And of course, travel has become one of the industries which is now extremely popular. Everyone I know is traveling, especially to places like Europe from the United States. It just seems like travel is popular these days, and everyone is trying to figure out where is the next place I want to go, or where's the next place I want to visit? You know, this course is, you know, from, you know, the COVID era when everyone was stuck home and wasn't able to travel. Now, you know, everyone sort of has itchy feet and they want to get out there and they want to travel. We're great believers in travel. We've always loved travel. We believe that travel is something that everyone should do in their lifetime. I want to go through 21 key reasons why global travel, you know, captivates us, and in particular captivates me, and why global travel is significant. First of all, number one is cultural enlightenment, that you can learn a lot about other cultures through travel. You can make a positive impact if you travel with purpose by learning, sharing, contributing. You can make a positive impact. You can learn about the world through travel. You can learn lessons on geography, politics, sociology. You know, this is, you know, sort of like a textbook that cannot teach you these things, that you can learn these things through travel. You can discover new realities. Travel can challenge our perspective and our perceptions on life. It can expose us to new ways of thinking and living. It can you know, change the way we might view some foods or some different foods or how people eat those foods or how people live their lives. It can give us some relaxation and rejuvenation, especially if you're doing something which I love to do, which is sail, or if you're at the beach, it can give you some relaxation and rejuvenation. You can have some exploration and adventure with travel. You can be able to go out and explore and see parts of the world. You know, through travel with this mysteries and be able to uncover some adventures. It can help you to be able to break free from the rut. You know, a lot of times in life, we might get into a rut. Travel can help us break free from the rut. We can learn about humility, that, you know, travel teaches us humility. It's confronts us with the world's vastness and its people. Diversity reminds us of our small place in this great tapestry of things, that there is this great and big world out there. We can learn gratitude through travel, that travel can help us cultivate gratitude as we maybe have gratitude for our own lives, for our own things we have in our lives. It can give us culinary exploration. We can learn new foods or try foods we've never tried before. It can help us to be able to taste new things, to you know, maybe have our taste buds, you know, try something new, try something exciting. It can transform our experiences on our outlooks of life, our values, our goals. Travel can educate us beyond the classroom. It can offer real life experiences, resilience, and adaptability lessons, that we can learn things that we would not learn beyond the classroom. It can open up new opportunities for us to be able to, you know, see new things, explore new things, and maybe new growth can exist with travel. We can meet new people. One of the things that I really have always loved and enjoyed about travel is the people I meet from different walks of life. I hear their stories. I hear about their countries. I hear about where they're from. I was recently at the park with my dog this last week, and we got talking to two guys from South Africa. And we got talking to them a bit about, you know, what's life like in South Africa. And then, you know, we another time we met some people from Ghana. We met some people from Europe. You know, and so, you know, you meet people from all these walks of life and you get talking to them and you begin to learn about them, their lives, their experiences, and it gives you a new perspective on life itself. And it helps, at least it helps me to be able to see my life in a new light as you go and you meet new people. I know I've kind of, you know, got stuck a little bit on this point here, but, you know, for me, one of the things that I enjoy the most about travel is the people I meet along the way. You know, it's never really been about the sights you've seen. Yes, the sights you see are great, but for me, it's always been about the people, because I'm, you know, I'm kind of more of a people person, so I've always enjoyed people. But, you know, besides the people, with travel, you'll learn patience. You know, you can't be a traveler. And especially if you travel where you do any kind of backpack travel or, you know, maybe you're in hostels, maybe it's not the five-class travel where somebody's picking you up. I have a former brother-in-law who and his wife are going to do a National Geographic tour. And it's, you know, it's like on a private plane and it's going to cost, you know, $100,000 per person. And, you know, they're going to go to all these places. And I said to him, I said, well, that's not really travel. You know, like everything's going to be taken care of. You're going to see these sites. Yes. But everything's going to be taken care of. You know, for me, travel is really you get out there in the nuts and bolts and you really experience a culture as the culture is and as the culture is meant to be. That's just personally for me. If other people out there, if you really like to, you have the whole luxury tour, good for you. I hope that you enjoy that. But for me, I like going out there and meeting real people, having real experiences, and being part of the real life as much as I can when I travel. You know, travel can help our spiritual lives. You know, with patience, we're going to learn patience when we do real travel because we're going to be frustrated. At the same time, it can enhance our own spirituality and our own spiritual lives. We can learn new languages. And even if you speak English, maybe you go to a country that speaks a different type of English. Like you go to the United Kingdom and you know, instead of vase, they say vase. Instead of the trunk of a car, they say the boot of the car. Instead of an apartment, they say a flat. So you're sort of learning a whole new language there just by, you know, just by going there and learning that language. But we, you know, travel can help us learn new languages and help us to be able to understand people better as we begin to learn a little bit more about their language. Travel can bring history to life. There's nothing like going to a historical site and then being able to see living history. One of my favorite places is Siem Reap or Angkor Wat in Cambodia. If you haven't been there, it's a fabulous place to go. They've got all these old, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old Buddhist temples, you know, actually thousands of years old. And they're, you know, great temples to go visit. And you really, it brings to life this culture that once was there and was lost for so many years and then was found again. So, you know, travel really brings history to life. Through travel, you can learn to appreciate nature. You can get out there. You can be able to see nature. You can appreciate nature. You know, especially if you go to a place like South Africa where you go on a safari and you go out and you see the, you know, the vastness of the nature that's out there, the beauty of a continent like Africa or the magnificent wildlife that Africa holds, that you can really learn to appreciate nature. Or even if you travel to the western part of the United States and you go to the Rocky Mountains and you see the vastness of those mountains and you're in awe of these beautiful mountains and some of the wildlife that's up there in the mountains. Travel can be adventure and excitement. You can be exploring, discovering, experiencing the world in a way that enriches our lives and our own curiosity. And one of the main reasons why we love travel here at A Bus on a Dusty Road is that, you know, travel helps you become a global citizen. And we are a great believer in becoming a global citizen. Now, if for some reason you're not able to travel, there's many people that aren't able to travel or maybe don't have the finances, you know, travel is expensive. It can really add up. Or maybe you're physically not able to travel. Maybe right now in your life, you're a family situation or other things does not allow you to travel. You can still travel in your heart by getting on TV, seeing other parts of the world, reaching out and trying to understand other parts of the world. We can all become a global citizen no matter whether we travel, you know, personally or whether or not we are at home doing our travel virtually. We can all become a global citizen. And that's what A Bus on a Dusty Road is about living your life as a global citizen. We hope that you'll join with us on the dusty roads of life, that you will live your life as a global citizen. We'd like to thank you so much for listening, and please give us a subscribe, give us a thumbs up. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you join our community and be part of us and to live your life as a global citizen with us. We'd like to thank our technical team. We know without them, this would not be possible. Thank you so much.